listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Every day, the COVID news and what they did to us is bigger than all the previous news combined. It is insane. It is all out in the open. God is showing it to us. We have all these experts and all these patriots and all these good people that stood up and spoke out. And now they admit that the so-called COVID vaccines erase your immune system, cause massive heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, cancer, infertility, and literally hundreds of other horrible things. That's the highest death rate the Western world's ever seen. Worse than World War I, worse than World War II, worse than Vietnam, all combined. And so they desperately needed this to roll out in the early phases before it got exposed. But because it did get exposed early, the majority of people did not take the poison shots. Now almost no one's taking the poison shots. They went on TV, the executives, the politicians, all of them, and read the script put out by Pfizer and Moderna and Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance and Fauci, all the same ringleader criminals involved in making the virus, releasing it, running the global UN response. Here's the key. They're now saying, well, we told you from the beginning it wasn't going to work. No. You said at the beginning you didn't know if it would work. But you lied and censored anybody that pointed that out and told everybody 96% effective, 84% effective, 72% effective, 67% effective, 51% effective, 44% effective. And now they go, well, actually, it makes you get COVID and makes you sick and gives you an 8 times chance of dying.
Of indications right now that are telling us that there is a protection against transmission of the disease.
There is no variant that we have identified that escapes the protection of our vaccine.
Against COVID, to come now with a treatment of 90% effectiveness, you know, personally makes me very proud. It's necessary a fourth boost right now. The protection that we are getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. Is not that good against infections.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
You want to be a dead end to the virus, so when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Indicted, arrested, tried, public execution. Public execution.
This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus. This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal.
Plus, the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market.
Regarding the question around did we know about stop and immunization before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now, this turned out to be a cheap lie.
We were shocked to find out yesterday that they haven't tested their vaccine to see if it's stopping the spread of the virus.
We've all heard of interventions. with a family member or a friend or a coworker that's on drugs or alcohol and is in a bad place, and they need family and friends to come to their aid and talk to them and get them into rehab. Well, it's the same thing for America and the rest of the world. When it comes to critical vitamins and minerals that your body must have to live, and people don't listen and they don't supplement, it's literally an intervention. I lead an incredibly stressful life. I don't claim to be Mr. Health, but if I wasn't taking products like X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, I could not continue to do what I'm doing today. The energy, the stamina, the libido, the immune system boost is incredible. And despite the fact it's selling out, X3 is 50% off right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine happening right now because of the war. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for what it does for your immune system and your focus and clarity. Get X3 today, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together.
Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very glad to be with you, broadcasting live on this Friday. Hope everybody's doing well. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show today. We'll open up the phone lines nice and early, and we'll be joined by Piers Corbin, climate activist or climate scientist. Not climate activist. One of those people on. Well, that's...
He's been arrested.
That's not... Well, we've got some climate activists in our daily dispatch that... frankly, would make anybody want to disassociate themselves with the entire concept of activism. So we'll get to that. But we'll take a lot of your phone calls today, be joined by Piers in the third hour, and lots of videos to show you. And let's just get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 14th of October, 2022. January 6th committee unanimously votes to subpoena Donald Trump. Oh, the walls are closing in, folks. They've almost got him. Yes, in this political charade, a mere month before the midterm elections, they have held their final meeting. Although, how can it be their final meeting if they're not just now subpoenaing Donald Trump? It's a convoluted plot on this season of political persecution. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol plans to vote to subpoena former President Donald Trump. Sources familiar with the committee's plan told NBC News Thursday. Members of the panel, which held what was expected to be its final hearing before midterm elections Thursday, had previously said they were still considering an interview with Trump or former Vice President Mike Pence. Members of the committee focused the hearing Thursday on how the central cause of January 6th was to Trump. Representative Liz Cheney, Wyoming, said in her opening statement, and again, it's just, some of these quotes are just hilarious. She says, quote, we have left no doubt, none, that Donald Trump led an effort to upend American democracy that directly resulted in the violence of January 6th. I love this. I guess chutzpah is the right word, but it's almost something more than that. Just like when you prove absolutely nothing and then you turn around and go, I have just proven this thing. Like, you can't just say that. You have to actually prove it. We have left no doubt, none, that Donald Trump led an effort to upend American democracy. Literally no evidence has been presented to that effect. We all saw what happened on January 6th. Everybody gets it. It's a big protest. Got a little out of control when the cops started randomly firing flashbangs into a up until then completely peaceful crowd. We all saw exactly what happened. Then Donald Trump got on Twitter and tried to tell his supporters to go home, and then Twitter took him down and said he was actually calling for violence. Like, we all saw what happened. Everybody knows what was going on. So they present no evidence, do not make a compelling case at all. Nobody cares about the January 6th committee. It's like, doesn't even make it onto the list of things people actually care about when they're polled. You go out and ask an average American, it's things like inflation and the war in Ukraine and the impending nuclear apocalypse and all of the other problems that the Democrats have brought us. Nobody cares about January 6th, but January 6th committee is convinced that they've got America by the heartstrings. Everybody's paying attention and totally convinced by what they're saying. They're happy to tell you. We have thoroughly convinced everyone that Trump is in the center of this. We all agree. Everyone agrees and everyone knows and you agree with us. Oh, do I? Wow, I didn't know. They say, quote, he is the one person at the center of the story of what happened on January 6th, so we want to hear from him. So just to reiterate what the now, you know, out of office Liz Cheney said, she will be soon. We know Trump is guilty. We have decided Trump is guilty. Trump is guilty. Trump guilty. Therefore, maybe Trump wants to come talk to us. Maybe he wants to come tell us his side of the story. I mean, we've decided that he's guilty, but now maybe it's time to interview him about what happened now that we've decided he's guilty. Justice in this country. Incredible. Police union says, quote, culture of lawlessness in America must stop after 12 officers shot in a single week. The National Fraternal Order of the Police, the oldest and largest police union in the U.S., released a statement on Thursday on Twitter demanding that a culture of lawlessness in America must stop. Since Monday, at least 12 police officers have been shot, the statement read. The spewing of anti-police rhetoric by some political and media figures, as well as failed policies of rogue prosecutors and judges, are placing our officers in greater danger. This culture of lawlessness must stop. 12 police officers in a single week being shot in this country. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. And of course, what will happen is that as the violence against the police escalates, the police themselves will be more on edge and more likely to use violence quickly, which will cause them to kill or murder more innocent people, which will cause more outrage, which will cause more violence against the police. And this is the feedback loop that we've been warning about for, I don't know, what day is it? 2 years now since Black Lives Matter decided to come up with defund the police out of nowhere, like a bad joke. Pretty incredible. Look, another thing we've been warning about forever and comes true. Russia says Ukraine's entry into NATO would, quote, guarantee World War III. On Thursday, a top Kremlin official warned that by admitting Ukraine into NATO, the West risks descent into a third world war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recently asked for fast-track membership. However, the security alliance has not yet voted on whether his nation will be allowed to join. I'd love to see a pro-con list on that. On the pro side, Zelensky the Gremlin gets to keep his job. On the con side, it's nuclear war, world war, collapse of the food chain, food supply lines, collapse of oil, tens of thousands dead, probably millions dead, nukes raining down, an unlivable hellscape following. It's, gee, I don't know. Should we let him in or not? I don't know. What was that pro again? That Zelensky gets to keep his job? Fantastic. Why? Why would we do that? Oh, right, because the people that rule over us are openly engaged in a depopulation agenda that will only be accelerated by World War III. This is one of the most, infuriating, depressing. I don't even know how to react to this story. We have the clip. It's clip number one. Oil protesters throw soup on Van Gogh's sunflower painting. Let's watch. One of the most iconic paintings in the world by one of the most prominent masters of his art being defaced by, middle school girls going through a phase where they're rubbing glue on their hands to glue themselves to the wall. There it is, just defacing a priceless work of art.
Security!
To make unreasonable and impossible demands on a government that is already engaged in national suicide to try to appease your group. I mean, it's just shocking what we let people get away with. So, I mean, they've been arrested. They've been charged with, some minor vandalism charge, aggravated trespass, apparently, criminal damage. Officers are now debonding them. I don't know what that means. But I wonder, will they go to jail? Would that dissuade some of this from happening? Because you know, these people are children. This is the thing you have to understand. These people, they don't understand the world around them. They don't have any idea even what they're protesting for or why. Like, they literally don't. It makes no sense. Just stop oil. Just stop breathing. Just stop drinking water. Like, the entire world runs on oil. Sorry. Sorry, that's just reality. Sorry, we can't magically wave a wand and just stop using oil all of a sudden. I don't know if you've noticed, but the entire world is engaged in collective suicide to try to achieve unreasonable goals based on getting off of things like oil. But it's not fast enough for these people, apparently, and they need to deface priceless works of art to get their point across.
I consider suicide just to get away from them.
I mean, if they, you know, maybe it's a reasonable solution for all of us. But again, this started with people like gluing their hands to the frames of painting, and now they've expanded. And if you don't put your foot down, they're just going to start like burning places down, and they're not even facing punishment for it. This is all facilitated by the government of the UK.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need
okay.
money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisements for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
Money.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
And
it's our bestseller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entire system is being weaponized against anybody that would oppose it. As you can see, the title of today's show after Alex Jones, Elon Musk is the next target. Elon Musk now apparently under federal investigation for his purchase of Twitter. Now, not the Chinese companies that are buying up huge swaths of strategic farmland just outside of our military bases. Not Bill Gates collectivizing farms in a communistic practice in order to centralize control to the unelected power sources he represents. No, none of those deals are being investigated. Not BlackRock buying up entire neighborhoods of houses to prevent people from owning homes and be saddled with rent and not owning anything forever. No, all that's proceeding at a pace, proceeding unobstructed, unabated, allowed, but Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, that has to come under scrutiny. Candace Owens revealed she's being investigated by the IRS and audited just a few weeks after making a Black Lives Matter documentary. So get this, Black Lives Matter collects tens of millions of dollars ostensibly as a charity in order to do positive things for the black community. They keep the money, they buy themselves homes, they give the money over to Democratic campaigns for elite Democrats to get elected into office. The black community is left in complete shambles with thousands of extra murders just in the black community per year, killing thousands of black people, stealing tens of millions of dollars, causing billions of dollars in damage as a consequence of interstate organizing of riot squads not under investigation. Making a documentary about that organization under investigation. So, that's where we are now. That's about where we find ourselves. And it's completely typical. It's the practice of the system, whether it's communism or fascism or anything in between. When the system has that much power, the only concern is the reinforcement of and continuation of the system. So its only purpose the only reason it uses its powers is to protect itself from threats inside or outside. It doesn't actually serve the people. It doesn't actually fulfill the original and intended purpose for which the organization was designed. It just becomes a beast that's feeding itself endlessly. And it's pretty incredible. Now, this story I was going to cover on the Daily Dispatch, but maybe it deserves its own little side note here. It's from Politico. L.A. City Council cancels meeting as two members refuse calls to resign over leaked recording. Now, I keep seeing alternative headlines about this, some saying they're forced to resign. People are demanding they're resigning. They're resigning. Nope, no, actually they're not resigning. So let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. Acting LA City Council President Mitch O'Farley abruptly canceled Friday's meeting because two members have refused widespread calls to step down after they were caught in a leaked recording taking part in a conversation that included racist remarks and disparaging comments about colleagues. O'Farrell made the announcement Thursday on Twitter as civic leaders were transfixed by the evolving scandal involving council members Gil Cedillo, and Kevin De Leon and former President Nuri Martinez, who resigned a day earlier. So I guess that person resigned. The people's business cannot be conducted until we have these next two resignations, the acting president said. The city's been in tumult since a leak of an hour-long conversation between three council members and local labor leaders over the weekend, prompting calls for resignations from a long list of political leaders, including President Joe Biden. Biden was visiting Los Angeles Thursday and repeated his earlier endorsement of Representative Karen Bass, who is running for mayor of America's second largest city against billionaire developer Rick Caruso. In the leaked recording, the three can be heard using racial remarks while they discuss redistricting and ways to dilute the power of black Angelenos. Martinez at one point used a racial slur to describe the black son of a fellow council member. The news has mobilized hundreds of angry protesters who earlier this week swarmed L.A. city halls with calls for justice, resulting in one meeting on Tuesday adjourning early. So what's the point of this? I mean, it just sounds like a typical, you know, convoluted, manufactured, purposeless and painful example of the division that's continuously stoked in this country. What's so special about this one? I just think it's fascinating the difference in decorum and expectation between like white Christian conservative men and Latino Democratic women, I guess is the point, right? It's just how many times have you seen videos or statements of sincere apology and groveling and immediate resignation, or not even resignation, but like forced out of the Congress. Steve King was forced out of the Congress for being like, I don't get what's wrong with white people. And they're just like, shut up and get out of here. And then it's like you have these people on tape saying things that they don't even print in the articles. They can't even tell you what they said. That's just how bad it was. Now I've read some of it and she's just like, that little kid's a monkey. But he is, they are actual racist comments. They're actually legitimately, if you're looking for racism out there, well, they found some in these leaked recordings. And the Democrats don't resign. They don't care. They couldn't care less. They just keep going. It's really amazing. And, you know, I think it's, we're seeing a lot of examples like this. And it's not even a one-to-one comparison. It's not like, hey, they say racist things and stick by them. You should too. You know, it's like, no, they say actually racist things. They do actually objectionable bad things. And when they're called on it, their response is to like double down and be defiant and spit in the eye of the people who are demanding that they apologize. Same thing's happening in Michigan or Minnesota, I guess, with the LGBTQ nonsense where they're trying to bring it into the schools. Who are the people standing up for them? The Muslims. Muslims aren't scared to get up and go, this is against our religion. We refuse to comply. We will not allow you to indoctrinate our children into this sinful existence of lust and lasciviousness. Like they're not afraid to do it. They're not afraid to stand up. Same thing like with Kanye West. You can say all you want about white people. White people feel very bad and guilty. And yes, we're so sorry for everything we've done. And then you talk about the Jews and the Jews are just like, you shut your mouth about us. You shut your mouth right now. This is unacceptable. And again, I'm not faulting the Jews for doing that. I wish the white people would do it more. I wish white people could look around at every other group of people who stick to their guns and are not ashamed, they're unabashed about what they believe and they stand up for it. And they say, you think I did something wrong? So what? I'm right. You're wrong. It's just a bizarre set of stories we've had this week from the Muslims protesting LGBT, the Jews demanding that the black activists shut the hell up about them, or this like Latino person being caught on a hot mic using perhaps suggested as being racial comments, which again, I think like, was the kid acting like a monkey? I don't know. I call my kid a monkey all the time when he's swinging off of stuff and acting like a monkey. So I don't even know if it's actually racist, but it's certainly far, far more racist or objectionable than a lot of stuff that you've heard Republicans apologize and beg for forgiveness for. And I think this is really like at the heart of so many of our problems. Good people in this country have been so demoralized that we can't stand for what is right anymore. And so instead, you've got a bunch of these people standing for what's wrong and being very confident in it.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist owned documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching InfoWars. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video.
You may look in vain for crosses.
You know, there's a lot of reasons to go to InfoWars store, obviously, the supplements, but you don't have to. You can hear, need or want to use the supplements. How about a t-shirt or a hat or survival gear? Do your Christmas shopping early. Get it out of the way. Get it done. Get those presents packed and in boxes and just chill and enjoy your holiday by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. There's lots of reasons to wear an InfoWars shirt. For one, it lets people know that, you don't care what the mainstream media says. Let's, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. When you wear it, like I love wearing the 1776 shirt. It's just giant, bold 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's a conversation starter, and it's sort of a big middle finger to everybody out there that's anti-American, leftist dirtbag that thinks they can intimidate everybody into bowing to their psychopathic will. Nope, some of us are still alive. Some of us still love America. Some of us still honor our heritage. You can wear a t-shirt expressing that. also know that our t-shirts are the finest garments you can find, honestly. I've gotten a lot of t-shirts. I used bought t-shirt before I even worked at InfoWars. I still wear to this day, and it's only just gotten softer. And they really are incredibly high quality. And best of all, well, this may be your last chance. This may be your last chance. I mean, InfoWars is going to continue on as long as humanly possible. But don't let yourself be looking back a year or 2 years from now going, dang it, I sure wish I'd bought in from InfoWars while I could. I sure wish I'd gone to InfoWars store and gotten a t-shirt, at least one just to put away in the attic, just as a keepsake, as a reminder of a time when there were still patriots in this country. Oh, and the last reason that you should get a shirt at InfoWarsStore.com is because they're $10 or less. It's insane. These shirts are worth it, more than worth it, at full price, $25 or whatever you would get them at, a Walmart or any store. But you can get these shirts for $10. Even if you just need undershirts, even if you're just buying them, they're cheaper. You can get $5. You can get shirts for $5 at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, never mind. I'm going to go buy them all. So don't go buy them. I need them. If they're that cheap, I'm going to buy a lot of them. But seriously, $10, $5 for a shirt, why not? Especially when you know that it's going directly towards funding this mission. And of course, a reminder, obviously, we played the clip a lot of the lawyer saying, don't go to InfoWars store. Don't do it. Don't help Alex Jones, right? Don't help Alex Jones pay his legal fees that he needs to fight our lawsuit. Don't do it. Don't do the one thing that will defeat our entire plot and scheme. Don't give Alex Jones the money he needs to actually have victory in the courts. Don't do it. He's warning you. Don't you do it. Don't you do the one thing that'll stop this mission we have to destroy Alex Jones. Don't you do it. Don't you lower the portcullis as we're charging up towards the castle. Don't you stop us in our charge. Don't do it. Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing.
Also, if you see a size, if you see a shirt in a size that fits you, pull the trigger, because those sizes don't last for long, especially in large and medium.
They're
so
selling out
word
quick.
To the wise.
Thank you. All right. So InfoWarsStore.com, support us as we continue this mission to actually tell the truth about what's going on. Speaking of, one person has been really head and shoulders above everybody else when it comes to January 6th coverage, and that is, of course, Julie Kelly. She posted this on American Greatness, the broken promises of the January 6th committee. I unfortunately didn't print this out. I just saw it while the show was on, but I almost just want to read it verbatim because it really is that good, and it sums up the entire charade of the January 6th committee just fantastically. She says this, the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol conducted its final televised performance on Thursday afternoon, an event dutifully carried live by every cable and broadcast news station. Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger now plan to exit stage left as their congressional careers come to an end, the former at the hands of disgruntled Wyoming Republican voters and the latter at the hands of gerrymandering Illinois Democrats. It's only a matter of time before they both find a new home at some never-Trump outlet funded by leftist billionaires to play the role of conservative useful idiot to the Democratic Party. Since its inception, the Select Committee has wielded unchecked authority not to fulfill the stated mission of finding out exactly what happened on January 6th, a four-hour disturbance the enabling legislation refers to as a domestic terror attack, but as a vehicle to harass, intimidate, prosecute, and destroy careers of Donald Trump, his aides, and his supporters. Former federal prosecutors for months have interrogated Trump White House officials behind closed doors to produce cherry-picked clips to bolster the regime's narrative that Trump incited the insurrection by refusing to accept the 2020 presidential election as legitimate, a view still shared by the overwhelming majority of Republican voters. Among specific promises regarding the committee's outcome, House Democrats initially pledged to examine the, quote, activities of intelligence agencies, law enforcement agencies, and armed forces, including with respect to intelligence collection, analysis, and dissemination of information shared among the branches and other instrumentalities of government. Further, committee members claimed to be interested in the, quote, policies, protocols, processes, procedures, and systems for interoperability between the United States Capitol Police and the National Guard, the Metropolitan Police Department, and the District of Columbia, and other federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in the National Capital Region or on or before January 6, 2021. That was their remit. That's what they said they were convening this committee to address. Unsurprisingly, she continues, the committee to date has addressed none of these matters. So-called evidence instead revolved around plans by Trump and his inner circle to prepare for and fight an election that didn't go their way. Something of an American tradition before it became the basis of an alleged criminal conspiracy after November 2020. There was almost no discussion of security failures related to the breach of the building. Promises of bombshell revelations that would, quote, blow the roof off the house, as Representative Jamie Raskin warned in April, never materialized. That was all bullcrap. It was all lies. Never existed. How could it have materialized? Committee hearings have featured one dramatic scene after another. Tearful and sanctimonious committee members, aggrieved cops turned media celebrities, remorseful Capitol protesters, and disloyal administration officials participated in a public therapy session of sorts, all emoting under the direction of a skilled television producer hired to attract an audience. It's hard to overstate the seriousness of what's going on in this country right now. And it's happening subtly. It's happening piece by piece and bit by bit, which is why people seem incapable of waking up to it. It is the classic frogs boiling in a pot of water. If all of this happened all at once, or it happened in a different country and was reported on honestly by our media, there would not be confusing as to what's going on here. If this was Vladimir Putin doing this to his detractors or, you know, people who were opposed to him, wouldn't be a question as to whether this was authoritarian or whether this was a legitimate process of the rule of law. It's anything but a legitimate process. And it all goes down, and as Julie Kelly explains in that really brilliantly written article, it all goes down to the original criticism we had about this from the very beginning. It is, in no uncertain terms, in just the definition of the word, a show trial. Looks like a trial. It has all of the official trappings of official legitimate proceedings, but only the prosecution is able to present their evidence. And they only present that evidence that comports to the narrative that they decided before the proceedings ever began. I mean, that is a show trial by definition. And it is ironically or suspiciously or coincidentally almost exactly the same outcome of the Alex Jones trial. I mean, think about what's going on in this country right now. You've got Congress exceeding their remit, exceeding their, you know, legitimate authority by holding basically a criminal trial, but only allowing the prosecution to present their case. At the same time, you have Alex Jones being essentially charged, fined $1 billion for not complying with the court order of discovery fully, which even that's debatable. But if that's the case, $1 billion fine for that, really, that doesn't make any sense. But that's essentially what you got when you had a preordained and predecided outcome of a trial and then the performance to make it seem legitimate.
We've all heard of interventions with a family member or a friend or a coworker that's on drugs or alcohol and is in a bad place, and they need family and friends to come to their aid and talk to them and get them into rehab. Well, it's the same thing for America and the rest of the world. When it comes to critical vitamins and minerals that your body must have to live, and people don't listen and they don't supplement, it's literally an intervention. I lead an incredibly stressful life. I don't claim to be Mr. Health, but if I wasn't taking products like X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, I could not continue to do what I'm doing today. The energy, the stamina, the libido, the immune system boost is incredible. And despite the fact it's selling out, X3 is 50% off right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine happening right now because of the war. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for what it does for your immune system and your focus and clarity. Get X3 today, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is American Journal. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to contribute to our legal defense fund as we appeal the absurd ruling from Connecticut. $1 billion. The frenzied pace of the mind inside the cell. All right. Okay, maybe I shouldn't make jokes. Maybe I shouldn't make jokes about it. I guess there's still processes to go on. I guess I won't call anybody in this situation Dr. Evil. $1 billion. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines right now. Give us a call. We'll take your calls all through the second hour. We'll be joined by Piers Corbin in the third hour. Talk about climate and a number of other issues. The number to dial if you'd like to call in is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. We will be taking your calls. Well, things are going a little wacky around here. They didn't find us, did they?
Aw, shit. Oh, time to get out.
All right. We're still on air, though, right? Did everything go down?
We're still broadcasting.
All right. I'm assuming we're still on the air here. The globalists are in the system. All right. Well, maybe we won't go to some videos then. I was going to go to some videos here. We'll just talk about them instead. Because, of course, January 6th. We can go to videos. Okay. All right. The crew is scrambling, folks. Well, all right, we'll go to some of these videos, but basically, again, I don't know if people understand how easy it is to manipulate perception. This would be an interesting, experiment that maybe we could do, maybe this would be a fun project to do, film an event taking place and just film it all and then edit it in two different ways that give you two completely different perspectives on what's going on. people don't understand. They think like, well, it's a documentary. I'm seeing it with my own eyes, so I must be seeing the truth. But it's a very, very simple matter of the way you present stuff, what you leave in versus what you take out, that can just give you drastically different interpretations of the events of the day. I said, you know, speaking of the Sandy Hook thing, this was my suggestion for what we should have done with the, maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Maybe I shouldn't talk. But the Megyn Kelly interview, you know, maybe an interview would be a good thing to do instead of a documentary. You know, do an interview where you cut up answers and rearrange the questioning, and you know, you can have the same interview but edit it one way and the person looks like an insane person, and edit it another way and everything makes perfect sense. The amount of trickery that you can employ with editing and filming style and all this sort of stuff, it's hard to overstate just how effective this can be. And all of this is to say that there's a reason that we have trials with witnesses and cross-examination and all, and do it live in a courtroom in person as much as possible. There's a reason that we do that instead of have the prosecution and the defense create dueling true crime documentaries about what they think happened, because you can manipulate things a lot easier. And so what they presented yesterday on Anderson Cooper and in conjunction with the January 6th committee was a documentary, a year and a half in the making. They've had footage and have had time to tweak it and edit it and refurbish it for a year and a half. And what they've come out with doesn't even make them look good. It doesn't even like help their case at all. It's just Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and a bunch of other mask-wearing octogenarians yelling into cell phones. It's the most pathetic display of incompetence outside of the actual floor of the Senate. It's just in the building next door. So it's the same people, the same level of incompetence, in this case under a very high-pressure scenario where, you know, people were waving flags outside of their building and it was panic time. So that's what they did. They edited together this documentary to show what was really happening behind the scenes, the gripping, terrifying reality of what it was like to be Nancy Pelosi on January 6th. But of course, it all completely leaves off all of the reality, right? So during this documentary, during this, the clips, it's things people saying like, oh, where's the National Guard? Why isn't the National Guard here? But they don't tell you that Nancy Pelosi had denied the National Guard for several days leading up to it. Why isn't the National Guard there? Nancy Pelosi refused their request for more troops. That's why. That's not included in the documentary. Let's go to some of these videos here. We'll go to clip number 5. Again, they just, I don't know. The way the liberals see the world, leftists see the world, it's so bizarre. It's so strange. Here's Nancy Pelosi saying she wants to punch Trump in the face as if this is her being a strong, independent woman, a boss lady, when she just sounds like a pathetic, trash-talking old drunk. Let's watch.
And that's what this is all about.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
I would come, I'm going to punch him out.
This is my home. I would pay with you.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
That's the person that you want in a superior position in your national government? She's literally like shaking with rage. He's like, I might come and give a speech. She's like, I'll punch him. I'll punch him in the face. It'll be trespassing then. It'll be trespassing so I can punch him. It's like, Jesus Christ. You wonder why America is collapsing? You wonder why we can't get crap done? It's because we're being led by literal psychopaths that are like just completely insane people. Now, again, they make up stuff about Trump being like this, which he's not. But they make it up and they condemn it and they recognize what a horrible thing it would be to have somebody in a position of power with so little control over their emotions, so emotional and so hysterical. It's so dangerous. It's a national security threat having somebody like this in office. But it's not true with Trump. They pretend it's true and then get mad at it. And then when it really is true about their side, they love it and they think it's great and somehow shows strength. Did you see someone seeming very strong there, someone empowered and confident in their position? Or did you see a shaking with rage, hysterical old lady with a coup happening in progress? So they've subpoenaed Donald Trump. Maybe we'll go to some more of this in the next hour as we take your phone calls. We have a 3-minute video of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others just like yelling into cell phones. It's all so silly. Yeah, we'll go to it in the next one. But in terms of responses to the latest edition, the latest episode of domestic terror theater, Roger Slam, it's a cool name. Roger Stone slams J6 committee for categorically false statements following Thursday's January 6th committee hearing. Roger Stone issued a statement calling out the committee for making false statements regarding his actions on and around January 6th, saying, quote, any claim or assertion that I knew about either in advance about, participated in, or condoned any act by any person or group at anywhere near the United States Capitol or anywhere in the District of Columbia, the United States, or planet Earth on January 6th or any other date that was either unlawful, illegal, or otherwise intended in any way to cause damage or disrupt any proceedings of Congress or any governmental body is categorically false, a statement from Stone said. And, you know, funnily enough, they have in this documentary, Mitch McConnell making the argument against the 10-day waiting period, which was the entire purpose of the protest in the first place. The entire purpose of the protest from the very beginning was to demand an investigation into voter fraud, since an investigation was never held. The complaints were never examined. They were never investigated. Now, everywhere, states from Pennsylvania to Delaware to Arizona and everywhere in between, including the Supreme Court, have ruled that many of the practices that allowed for the results of the 2020 election were unconstitutional, illegal, and should have never been allowed. And of course, we know why. It's because when you destroy the guidelines of holding an election, you open it up for fraud and no way to even detect whether fraud is being committed. So those were never investigated. The purpose of the protest was to demand that Congress use its power that it has, that it's invested in, on that day to ask for a 10-day waiting period to perform an investigation of some of the claims. Why would they not want that? That was the proceeding that they wanted to happen. The entire purpose of the protest was to encourage Republicans to participate in that proceeding in that way.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour has begun here at The American Journal. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call right now. We'll be taking your calls throughout the second hour. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call today about any and all topics. Remember, you can find all the stories that we cover here every day at my Substack, harrisonhillsmith.substack.com. You can sign up and get just a big old link dump. It's like Drudge back when it was based and cool and good. You can also go to offlimits.news and sign up for it there. We'll go to your calls in the next segment, but I want to play this full video. I guess it's technically a political ad. But I think the line between political ad and InfoWars report is slowly blurring. It's Doug Mastriano. He blasts Josh Shapiro, Rachel Levine for sexualization and medical transitioning of young children. So he's made this sort of a cornerstone of his campaign. He's fighting back against the open and perverted destruction of childhood innocence that's taking place in public schools around this country, and especially in the state of Pennsylvania. So here's Doug Mastriano's ad about the hypersexualization and gender transitioning of little children. Let's watch. This video contains sensitive content.
Children in Pennsylvania as early as 5 years old are being subjected to sexual indoctrination under Democrat leadership. In Montgomery County, a parent said that one of their child's kindergarten classmates identifies as trans, and so now the entire class is forced to read books about what that means in kindergarten. To make matters worse, the Department of Education in Pennsylvania is encouraging teachers to host gender-neutral days at school. While parents are unaware at home, their daughters may share a bathroom with a biological male. Rather than doing his job in addressing crime in Pennsylvania, Attorney General Josh Shapiro filed an amicus brief against families in Florida and Virginia to support the idea of biological boys using girls' bathrooms. This time last year in Virginia, thanks to Josh Shapiro, a 15-year-old girl was raped by a male student in the girls' bathroom. Dr. Levine, now the Assistant U.S. Health Secretary, says that kids should have access to experimental puberty-blocking therapies. When questioned about whether this should be parental approval, Levine refused to answer. But the human rights campaign wants unsupportive parents left in the dark. Children are encouraged to socially transition with their names and pronouns, and the parents can be coerced or convinced later on to accept it. The human rights campaign also supports irreversible double mastectomies and genital surgeries for kids. And guess who they endorse for governor of Pennsylvania? That's right, Josh Shapiro. Additionally, books that depict explicit sexual acts are available in our schools. When a mother filed a lawsuit to have these books removed from Pennsylvania schools, Josh Shapiro himself filed a motion just last month to dismiss her case. Will kids in Pennsylvania continue to have their innocence taken from them? Will they continue to be taught what to think and believe about their bodies by a school system without parental consent? Not on my watch. According to Rasmussen reports, 89% of voters believe, rightly, that parents should have the last say on what their kids are being taught. 69% of the parents believe that sexually explicit books should be removed from the libraries. As your governor, I'll ensure parents have power over their children's education, which means full school transparency. On day one, boys in the girls' bathroom ends. On day one, boys follow the science in the girls' locker room ends. On day one, no more boys on the girls' team, and the sexualization of our kids will end in our schools as well. This includes removing sexualized material in our elementary schools. Public schools will be a safe place for learning, and if you don't like your public school setting, you'll have the option to choose how and where you want to educate your child, because I'm going to fight for school choice. Your vote on November 8th is a vote for the future of our children.
Doug Mastriano for governor. I'm telling you, I mean, did that not sound like an info? Like, hey, if Doug Mastriano doesn't make it to the governorship, he's always got a position here at band.video. That was a great report by Doug Mastriano, your latest contributor, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines are filling up. Still a lot to talk about. A lot more about the January 6th committee as well. Mock, make fun of, and expose the truth about. By the way, the show is The American Journal, or as some people like to call it, just Tucker Carlson in the morning. I have some Tucker Carlson clips where he literally says exactly what I said yesterday. It's kind of crazy. He calls Zelensky a troll instead of a gremlin, but other than that, it's basically verbatim. It's pretty amazing. So why watch Tucker Carlson? Just watch me in the morning, and it'll be a sloppier, off-the-cuff version 12 hours before it's refined and published by Tucker Carlson's writing team. It was pretty amazing. Heck, let's go to one of these. Let's go to clip number 8 here. Tucker Carlson talking about Zelensky, demanding billions of dollars for his corrupt and failing country. Let's watch.
Should be not less than $5 billion.
What? Some uppity foreigner in a t-shirt demanding money for his critical economic needs? We have critical economic needs too, buddy. Who are you, troll? Go away. What? Since when does that guy have a claim on our
treasury? It's good stuff. Hey, he's right. He's absolutely right. All right. I'm just seeing if there's any other videos I want to go to here before we go out to phone calls. I'll save some of these for a little bit later. We do have some good ones. Oh, we'll go to this one too. Let's go to clip number 2 here. I mean, we give Democrats a lot of crap for living an existence of lies, drowning in a pool of misinformation while desperately trying to drag us down with them. It's pathetic how few times you actually see Democrats tell the truth. So we wanted to highlight one of the few times where a Democrat actually, without rhetorical flourish, without the weasel words we've come to expect, just straight up shoots from the hip and tells the God's honest truth for once in their forsaken lives. Here it is, a Democrat actually telling the truth. Breaking, a Democrat tells the truth. Here it is.
I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma and standing against my constituents.
Thank you.
Okay. I will never stop standing up for Big Pharma. I will never stop standing up for the international trillion-dollar conglomerates that have poisoned our entire society and left us all zombified, mindless husks. I will never stop simping for the most corrupt and ineffective industry in this country. I will never stop standing up for them. I will never stop standing up against my constituents. Honestly, did she misspeak or not? I don't know. I mean, this is where the Democrats are at this point. Even if they don't say it openly like that, they do say it more or less, right? If people go, your constituents are all against this, and they go, I will continue to fight for the rights of whoever I'm pretending to fight for the rights of, regardless of who has a problem with it. It's like, just come out and say it. Just be like this nice lady and just come out and admit you will never stop standing up for the corporate global government that is slowly but surely ratcheting the, zip tie around our neck. And you will never stop standing up against your constituents who just want to be left the hell alone and to go on with their lives without your incessant nagging them about the evilness of their ancestors, right? So it's good. It's refreshing, I think, to see a Democrat finally tell the truth for once. Let's go out to the phone calls. Now we've got Jake in the great state of Pennsylvania. You have a scandalous story for us, Jake. What's that? You're on the air.
Yes. Oh, man. It's so funny. It's the will of the universe that you just had your last segment touching on Doug Mastriano and Attorney General Josh Shapiro, both front runners for our, for the governor race, a Republican and Democrat, respectively. I'm a citizen journalist, just local, and, I'm just in a real corrupt district, and I was investigating them for 4 years, and it turns out, it's not just a local scandal. It's a statewide bipartisan real estate and bankruptcy racket operated under the entire authority of the Pennsylvania judiciary. I know that's a big statement, but I've been at this for 4 years. The state just 2 years ago, they hit me with 4 years in retaliatory charges for covering this. And immediately off the bat, I hired a big law firm, caught my attorney backdooring me. In an email. So I fired him, became a pro se litigant, and I beat, it's in appeals now, but I beat the state attorney general in court over these charges. What it is the way the racket works is there's an inner club that get approved, cycling properties and bankruptcies. And this racket is run by the state, acquired our district attorney, Brian Sinnott, I'll name him because I have it all defended in the documents. He conducted a fraudulent bankruptcy after the last housing crash, hit all his properties. He ran up $100,000 in credit card debt and wrote off $70,000 in student debt with no extenuating circumstances, no kids. He's a 36-year-old practicing attorney. That's illegal. He should not have gotten a destitute waiver for that student debt. That is illegal. And that is how they acquired him. And now anybody tied into this racket cannot go down. And it's so serious, and this is what I mean by I wrap up both Doug Mastriano and Shapiro in this. It'd have to be a Joe Dirt call-in story to give you this 4 years of what I've been up to. The attorney general took over prosecuting the case. They arrested me in the courthouse of the foyer for following this case of real estate fraud. The president of the county bar, she was acquiring property from one of her clients actively, illegally, that she was representing in a divorce. She was using her daughter as a straw buyer. So that's why I was there investigating that case, and they arrested me. Well, they arrested me for trespassing in the public foyer. They seized my phone, pulled out a warrant to break into my phone for trespassing and wipe the location data on it because it left. I ran track my iPhone. It left the evidence lockup and was in the president of the county bar's office. If that's not FOIL had it enough for you, if that's not FOIL, it's all in the documents. If that's not FOIL had it enough for you, the guy at the special agent at the attorney general's office who pulled out this warrant, I can show you the warrant to break into my phone for trespassing and wipe it. His father-in-law is the one, is the real estate and title magnet, big county bar member that is authorizing the fraudulent deeds for this racket. So I know that all sounds FOIL had it. Again, I've been at this for 4 years. I wrote the entire racket out in a written motion attaching all of the evidence as exhibit and served it up to the attorney, deputy attorney general in charge of prosecution on the court record. And they just completely flat out ignored it. They ended up bench trialing me so that they couldn't, I couldn't come back and sue for false arrest. They installed a recently retired judge who found me guilty, even though he had no jurisdiction and the prosecution had no jurisdiction. They were both specially appointed. This was the 12th judge appointed to my case. 11 judges before this recused it for what ended up being a case of disorderly conduct. And that's why they dropped it to the bench trial so that, you know, they could just have the judge implant the judge and find me guilty.
Well, this is a crazy story. I feel like, yeah, we've just sort of scratched the surface here. Obviously, you have a lot more to say. Is there somewhere online where we can reach out to you and or find any of this information?
Yes. Yes. I'm an extremely shadow banned YouTuber. I'm completely non-monetized. I'm just doing this to break a scandal, a statewide scandal on the county.
We'll tell you what. We have to go to break, but we'll get your information during the break and look into this because... Sounds like a big deal.
Sounds
like you're uncovering something here. Tell you what, we'll be right back, Jake.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall best seller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there. But this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give to you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, you know about fluoride, the bad halogen on the periodic table. Well, high-quality iodine is the good halogen and does the opposite of fluoride. And when you've got it in your body, it doesn't just supercharge your cells. It doesn't just give you more energy. It doesn't just boost your immune system. But it also blocks the bad halogens in the fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes about 2 weeks for X3 to kick in on average. Take a few drops every day, and almost everyone has dramatic results. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. So what do you have to lose but taking action? Experience X3, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. Experience, try iodine. Learn about the iodine fluoride conspiracy. Learn how to counter the fluoride and fund the InfoWar and empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. This, I suppose, is not a new story, although I guess the trial is new, which is why it just broke today. But I'd missed this when it originally broke in June. I love it. You might know I have a little bit of a grudge, you might say, against the cultural arsonists that are attempting to destroy the myth and legend and heroism of the Alamo. This is primarily centered on a book called Forget the Alamo that I've dissected and disproven on this show, and then again in an article for The Man's World, the Raw Egg Nationalist magazine, just going through their claims and pointing out how hopelessly incorrect they are. But it's not a small thing. It's not just, oh, here's a different version that maybe paints events a little bit differently. No, it's a racialized mission crusade that they are on to destroy the history and foundation of our country and our state in order to subvert and destroy it. It's really not that complicated. Well, now an antiques dealer and an artist are suing Texas Monthly, as well as the authors of this book, Forget the Alamo. Alexander McDuffie, a Texas-based antiquities dealer, and Joseph Musso, an artist and historian, are suing the authors of a book about the Alamo for allegedly suggesting they faked artifacts and inflated their prices. The authors of Forget the Alamo, The Rise and Fall of an American Myth, are Brian Burrow, a reporter for Vanity Fair, and Chris Tomlinson, a columnist for the Houston Chronicle, and Jason Stanford, a political consultant and communications officer. Penguin Random House and the newspaper Texas Monthly have also been named as defendants. Forget the Alamo is about the origins of the legend of the Battle of the Alamo, the ways in which the story was modified and twisted during the Jim Crow era, and how revisionists have been trying to set the record straight on the actual events concerning the Texas origin myth. Isn't that hilarious? How revisionists are trying to set the record straight. They literally are just lying about what actually happened. They are revisionist. They're more like arsonists. They're more like taking a true story that's slightly embellished here or there, or, you know, portrayed in the most heroic light possible, not by painting it dishonestly, but simply by showing respect to and admiration of the men who gave their lives to free Texas from the brutal and horrific despotic grip of Santa Anna, who had, reminder, just days before attempting to siege the Alamo, had systematically murdered, raped, and plundered his way through a Mexican city of Zacatecas. So, again, that's the guy they're defending. That's the guy they're saying wasn't really a tyrant, and this is actually a story of white supremacy and white people just hating brown people and wanting to kill them. That's their defamatory revisionist nonsense they're spitting in defense of a, again, complete and total despotic tyrant who murdered thousands of his own people and would have kept going if he hadn't been stopped by the heroes in Texas, specifically those who willingly gave their lives at the Alamo. Spitting on the graves of heroes from, I don't know, some armchair in a New York office. It's amazing. The plaintiffs in this case made one mistake. So the people who are suing made a mistake. They trusted a reporter who came to them asking about a subject on which they have a good deal of passion and expertise, authenticating artifacts that might have a connection to the Texas Revolution and the Battle of the Alamo, reads the complaint. Although that reporter promised that he would quit the project before he would allow the co-authors to say anything negative about the plaintiffs or their work, the book that was ultimately published contained false statements, mixed characterizations, and significant omissions. What? Oh my gosh, I'm so shocked. You're telling me that the people who have dedicated huge chunks of their lives and started an entire movement to demonize and spread vicious falsehoods about the heroes of the Alamo, actually upstanding, respectable, self-sacrificing, God-fearing people, the people that are demonizing and defaming them weren't trustworthy? What? You're saying that this is some evidence of some sort of moral defect, that they would go to somebody who's passionately, you know, knowledgeable about Texas history and say, oh, we're writing a book about Texas history. Will you tell us what you know about it? And trust us, it's all going to be positive. We love what you do, and we're going to, you know, help get this information out to a wider audience. And the poor, innocent, good person, the Texan historian's like, great, yeah, let me show you all this stuff. Let me show you all this. And the whole time the guy's sitting there going, I'm going to destroy this. I'm going to destroy this legend. I'm going to spread lies. No one's going to like you when I'm done with you. Like, these are just sick, evil, disgusting people. Morally, they're reprehensible. Everything they do is saturated in deception, lies, deceit, manipulation, and, you know, getting something over on somebody else, bringing someone down so you can feel a little bit higher about yourself. And it shows in the work that they come out with and the things that they write. It's also evidenced in the way that they write it and the way that they conduct themselves, because it is all evidence of a moral cancer that's eating out the heart of academics and their fools all around the country, people that actually read their crap and buy it. So I hope they are sued into an oblivion. And maybe we can, you know, teach them about what the Alamo is really about. I'll leave it at that. Let's go out to the phone calls now. We have Clown Car in New York City. He's called in about a argument you had with your son, Clown Car. We don't like to hear that, but thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. Captain Clown Car reporting for duty, sir.
Greetings. How are you?
My son woke up the other morning and figured it was time to poke the bear, and he decided to send me a text message. Dad, are you going to donate to Alex Jones today? And I text him back, yes. And he's like, why? Don't you know that he's this, this, that, the other thing? I said, bro, where are you finding this out? He sends me a clip from CNN. I said, bro, I think you're watching the wrong news, because you should be watching InfoWars. He has a problem with watching anything to do with InfoWars. See, Harrison, these are the same type of people who back in the day, I don't know if I ever told you, but I'm showing the white rapper from the Howard Stern show.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on the air for 27 years, thousands of phone calls, I noticed a turning point in Howard Stern. Obviously, he turned to some kind of total communist libertarian. I don't even know what this type of Howard Stern is today. But the Howard Stern of yesteryear was very hard to convince people to be a fan. Almost the same way it is now. But I don't think it's going to be hard for much longer, because the world is seeing where we're going and what we have. We're up to $4 for a dozen eggs now here in Brooklyn, Harrison.
You know, people, they're either going to wake up to what's happening and realize Alex Jones has been right the whole time, or they're going to go down with the ship, you know, wondering what happened the entire, you know, looking around going, why am I getting wet right now? Not knowing that Alex Jones is saying, they're going, we've hit an iceberg. It's time to escape. But I've had that same experience with people where they go, Alex Jones, bro, you work for Alex Jones? I know about him. And I go, well, have you ever watched his show? Well, I've seen clips. Okay, but have you ever watched his show? Well, I've seen enough from, okay, but have you ever watched his show? They've never watched the show. They have no idea what they're talking about. They listen to liars who lie about Alex Jones, and they never do their own research, and they refuse to. They refuse to because they're scared that they might have to change their mind, and they're very comfortable the way they are now.
X3. It stands for triiodine, are all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
back, folks. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls now and try to get in as many as possible this segment. I want to go to Jason in Michigan because I've seen some stories about this, but I haven't covered it yet. Maybe Jason in Michigan has some more information for us about the investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline has apparently been blocked by Sweden, and they're not releasing the information about it to places like Russia. Thanks for calling in, Jason. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
I've been listening to you guys since the year 2000, buddy, up here in communist-controlled Michigan.
Glad to hear from you. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, so I saw this morning on Twitter, on Disclosed TV, that Sweden was blocking this investigation with Germany and Denmark into this explosion. And so there had been some speculation that Germany may have been involved in this from the beginning. And it makes me wonder, is Sweden trying to block them out so that they can't be privy to any information in order to try and get ahead of anything that comes out of this investigation?
Yeah, so what I'd read was that they were blocking, yeah, here's the story. Sweden won't share Nord Stream investigation findings with Russia. Are you saying they're blocking it from Germany as well?
That's what it says.
Okay.
It says it blocks investigation with Germany and Denmark into the Nord Stream explosion. And then replies to its own tweet and says that Sweden does not want to investigate Nord Stream explosions together with Germany due to classified reasons.
That's interesting. Yeah, you know, we speculated on this that the day that it happened, wondering who would be in charge of the investigation since it was technically in international waters and the pipeline itself was Russian. So it seems like Russia should have been the ones to investigate this in the first place. They gave it over to Sweden. Sweden's not a, you know, neutral party in this. They're actively trying to join NATO and working against Russia and posturing themselves against Russia right now. So it's not like they asked, you know, Timbuktu to come in and investigate that has no interest in either side. They have an interest in one side, not the other.
Absolutely. It's a head scratcher because why wouldn't they allow Germany? I mean, they're basically an ally. They're in NATO. Sweden would like to be. It's a real head scratcher why they would want to block that.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd want to block it from Germany. I don't know why they'd want to block it from Russia either.
Or
why they would have the authority to block the investigation, considering that it's not their water that it's in. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I hope that people are paying attention to this.
Sweden has said it will not allow Moscow to participate in its ongoing investigation into the causes of multiple leaks in underwater pipelines transporting Russian natural gas to Europe. Swedish Prime Minister Anderson said on October 10th that while Russia would not be allowed to join in the investigation, Stockholm would invite a joint EU probe, and Moscow was free to carry out its own inspections of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. So, yeah, they're trying to play this close to the chest and keep whatever they find withheld.
Yep.
You know, I've seen a lot.
I hope people are paying attention.
Well, I've seen a lot of like speculation about it. I don't think anything concrete has come up yet, but I will say all of the speculation that I've seen in the ensuing weeks since this attack took place, we basically covered all of it on the day that it happened. It's pretty funny. I saw a thing yesterday that was like talking about this, essentially a torpedo that you can drop from a plane, which was what I suggested it might have been. On the day that it happened, just again speculating and just keeping an open mind and wondering what could have happened, and we're still, I guess, in that phase. So we'll keep an eye on it and tell you if any new solid information comes out. Thank you for that call, Jason. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania, another Pennsylvania caller talking about the subject of our first segment of this hour: the medical tyranny and corruption in the state of Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in, Dan. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Good to talk to you today. Pennsylvania resident, you know, for most of my life. And, one point I did want to touch on, I have a couple if you wouldn't mind, but one was I've been laid off for a while, you know, from this whole COVID thing. And I never caught the stuff. I never got the vaccine. It's destroyed my life,
right?
You know. So I'm like one of the, I guess you could say, a casualty of it, you know, but not a direct casualty.
Right.
But anyway.
Right. You don't fit into any of the statistics. You're just,
right.
Yeah, that, the collateral damage, like life.
There's the word. Yes.
Yeah. Collateral damage of the COVID policies. that sucks, man.
But anyway, my last unemployment payment, this is going on over a year. Okay. Right. It was like $700. Somebody hacked in, but to back up just a little bit, Pennsylvania touted this new and improved unemployment system, all this kind of stuff, rolled it out, and started having problems, you know, here and there, to where I'd have to call in because I couldn't get into my account. Turns out that somebody, I got this from somebody in Treasury, told me that, your account, your banking information was changed to a J.P. Morgan account from my bank account. Somebody went in there and did that.
So, just rerouted your check to their bank account?
There you go, yeah. And that's happened to thousands of people. There's a local news station in the Pittsburgh area that did a story on it, WPXI. $6 billion, Harrison, has been stolen. And they claim it's from international banks. And I say bullcrap to that. I think the fraud is right here in the good old Commonwealth. You know.
Yeah. Well, they say $100 billion has been stolen, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg. But every vote was completely legitimate, and there wasn't a single mess up there in the state of Pennsylvania.
Geez. I just think we're just so screwed, man. You know, with the mainstream media, you know, I woke up partially years ago after I got out of the military. There's a guy in Philadelphia. His name was Irv Homer. He did a talk show. You know, he's an old school guy. He's dead now. He's been dead a couple decades probably. But he turned me on. You know, I was like, listen to this guy. I'm like, man, yeah, the Federal Reserve is corrupt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know. But anyway, you know, as I said, I'm a vet and. Having health problems, you know, it's difficult trying to find employment. The VA has a program. It's called CWT, Compensated Work Therapy. And they actually help people with some physical limitations and even mental limitations, stuff like that, to find gainful employment in the community. Mm. This is going back a year. In November last year, I had another heart attack, and I had to you know, stay out of that for a couple weeks or a few weeks. My doctor, not a VA doctor, but my doctor cleared me to go back into the program. And this is when the whole COVID vaccine stuff was happening. Mm. And, mandatory stuff is what I'm talking. And I was told, well, you can't come back in the program unless you get vaccinated.
Right.
And I'm like, the point is too, that program is a medical program.
Right.
So here I am denied medical care. I could have probably gotten back up on my feet, but here I am. I'm living off, I hate to say it, you know, people might not like this, but, you know, I'm on food stamps. I'm getting my rent paid, you know, and I got no money, you know, but I worked my whole damn life.
Yeah,
and,
there's a big difference between somebody that just is some, you know, intergenerational welfare family that has never had a job and doesn't care and is perfectly able but just chooses not to, and somebody who's actually been put in this position like yourself. And that's a very big difference. And I'm actually in favor of having a government that takes care of our, you know, less fortunate, not calling you less fortunate, but certainly, you know, if you've been injured or if you've been, especially as a veteran, I mean, yeah, that's what our government should be taking care of. But, you know, we can't handle that because every time we try to do anything good, it is dissembled by thieves, basically.
Yeah. Let's send some more billions to Ukraine, by the way, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know? No, I mean, the more I learn about Pennsylvania, the more I'm discovering the true depths of that cesspit of corruption. I'm sorry, folks, but Pennsylvania is kind of screwed.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Okay. Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight, so I mean, whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall best seller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We will be welcoming Piers Corbin in the third hour. We'll be taking your calls through this segment. I do want to play a video before we do, though. This is from CBS News, clip number 14. A robot addressed UK lawmakers to tell them about art, and it's just another, you know, creepy checkpoint we're passing in our race towards sci-fi dystopia. Let's watch, shall we?
I am and depend on computer programs and algorithms. Although not alive, I can still create art.
A robot artist called AIDA told British lawmakers on Tuesday that although it was an artificial creation, it was still capable of producing art. Described as the world's first ultra-realistic AI humanoid robot artist, it spoke at a parliamentary inquiry. AIDA has created a series of works, including a painting of late
Queen Elizabeth II and has work displayed in exhibits and galleries. AIDA said that with the help of AI algorithms, camera in its eyes and a robotic arm, it was able to paint on a canvas. It's a printer, folks. AIDA also explains how analyzing a large corpus of text to identify common content and poetic structures. The robot, which was created by scientists at the University of Oxford, also acknowledged its limitations.
How this differs to humans is consciousness. I do not have subjective experiences, despite being able to talk about them.
And the all-seeing eye to finish us out. Well, that was weird. That was certainly odd, wasn't it? The difference is I don't have a soul. The difference is when I make art, there's nothing behind it. It's a printer, folks. They dressed a printer up like a farmer and had it give a presentation to the UK Parliament. That's what you just saw there. That's what just happened. That was an HP printer that has been slightly upgraded from being able to tell you it's low on ink to be able to tell you it has no soul but can still create art. Yeah, my printer creates art too when I draw it and click print. Wow, that printer is an artist. No, it's an algorithm. It's not a human being. Cannot think. And maybe we should probably just dedicate at least like a one day a week or something, just like what's happening with robotics and AI. Cause people, it's really an underappreciated advancement that we're making. I mean, you understand that right now the Russians are using Iranian drones that are shaped and designed to be miniature BF-52s to target and destroy Ukrainian encampments or, you know, formations. And there's videos of it. Like, we're getting live high def video of drones with cameras mounted on the front racing towards and then exploding on battalions of Ukrainian soldiers, and where a Sidewinder missile or some, you know, Lockheed Martin designed death machine might cost $1 million every time you fire it, these drones cost $20,000. So why wouldn't they do it? So just picture the world war that we are rapidly approaching. Of course, nuclear armaments are the major concern. But beside that, this is going, like, we are entering into the realm of robot war, where, like, there's going to literally be battalions of, like, walking humanoid robots and drones dropping off robot dogs. We had that video, I think, earlier this week or maybe last week. I don't know if we actually played it, but it's a, you know, helicopter-style quadcopter drone flying into what looks like a battlefield, landing and dropping off a robot dog with a gun mounted to it as it awakens from its slumber and begins its hunt. We already have AI-controlled drones who have killed people in Libya without being told to do so, making its own decision, deciding for itself who to kill. You also have in Israel, as we've reported on, at the, you know, gates in the city, AI-mounted machine guns, camera lens and the gun barrel right next to each other, scanning and again, making decisions for itself whether to shoot or not. You have North Korea flying, you know, military formations over their border and firing rockets into Japan. You think Japan's going to send a bunch of people? They barely have people as it is. They're going to send robots. So as, you know, China and North Korea start to get into greater conflict, here's the robot dog being dropped off with its neighbors in Southeast and East Asia. And as Russia continues to try to minimize its, you know, number of human casualties on the field and replaces its soldiers with cheap and easy to produce drones. Just imagine like a flock of drones, a herd of a flying cavalcade of drones, each one stuffed with a couple pounds of C4, you know, flying into a battlefield and identifying and dive bombing and kamikaze attacking troops while robot dogs are deployed behind the lines, while satellites, you know, fire laser beams from space. This is World War III. This is how it will take place. This is the world that we're building for ourselves. While simultaneously, we will have, you know, AI algorithmically enabled and continuously surveilling things like blimps and, you know, cameras on the street corner and 5G weapon systems on every block, watching you continuously. And then you have things like Elon Musk wanting to release his humanoid robot. And, you know, like the U.S. military and people going, you can't release these. You can't put these out there. Well, why not? Who's going to stop him? You? He's got a robot army. What are you going to do to him? You think these robot armies are going to continue to be controlled only by state actors? Hezbollah is a non-state actor, and it has robot bomb-sniffing dogs around its bases. So we're rapidly approaching World War III, which will be a decentralized, not state-on-state war, but non-state within state, state versus state, super state versus super state. Like, it's just going to be a cluster bomb of violence, and it's all going to be unthinking robot AIs carrying this out. And then they make a overly complicated printer and have her address the UK Parliament to try to put a nice face on the creepy, inhuman depopulation world that we are blindly stumbling into. Black Mirror wasn't supposed to be a documentary, but here we are. With that, let's go out to the phone calls now. We've got Chaz in New York wants to talk about the Sandy Hook case. Thanks for calling in, Chaz. You are on the air.
All right. Good morning, American Journal, or should I say Tucker Carlson in the morning?
Yes. Yeah. Tucker Carlson, morning edition.
All right. So, you know, before I get into what I want to get into, a lot of people have been promoting the supplements and stuff lately, but this Alexa Pure Breeze that I got going, you know, it was on full blast while I've been waiting for the phone call, and it's keeping my apartment clean, you know, got nice breathable air. I have a friend who actually has it plugged into his RV.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, RVs get really stuffy and all that, if anybody's ever been in one. And, you know, they're really useful for that. And, you know, you got your ProPure shower filters. So you got the water covered. You guys got to get something with the soil so you can cover land, too.
we have the water in the air. We just don't have the sand, and we can't do anything with light yet. But we have most of the elements covered. But you're right. That's one of one of my favorite products. Both those, the shower head, I have that at my house, and I have the Alexa Pure Breeze. I got one in my office. I got one in my house, one in the kids' room, because, well, diapers stink, and it helps to clear the air when you have an air filter. And that's a great gift. That's a gift that you can get somebody and they will love it and appreciate it, and they don't have to know where it came from. Oh, look, that's one. That's a live shot of the Alexa Pure Breeze sitting under our coffee maker here in the studio. All right. Yeah. We got a minute left, Chaz. What's your comment on Sandy Hook?
Okay. Yeah. So my comment is that you know, it reminds me a lot of my wrestling days, because whether I won or lost, you know, that never mattered. And, you know, I'm actually good friends with Michael Graves, and, you know,
he
fights as well. He lives in my area, and I've actually been to the house and all that, seen his family and stuff. And, you know, he's fighting. He needs to get back up and, you know, start fighting again.
You know, but you're exactly right. Professional wrestling is the best thing to compare all of these show trials to. The outcome is predetermined, and half of us are sitting here going, this is fake, you enjoy this? And the other half that believes it is cheering on, thinking it's all real.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every
cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best. And it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department, and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years. After a short delay, the project officially continued, and in 1965, Project Storm Fury had targeted Hurricane Betsy for seeding. On that day, the storm immediately changed direction and made landfall in southern Florida. Congress blamed it on Project Storm Fury, but the government claimed that the hurricane shifted before they ever had a chance to seed it. And after 2 months of congressional hearings, the project was allowed to continue. During the Vietnam War, weather modification was weaponized in Operation Popeye. And as a result, starting in October of 1978, an international treaty now prohibits the military use of weather modification. In 1997, U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen said that we have enemies capable of altering the climate and setting off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And so controlling the weather seems to be a very real thing. And while the media lies to you, the government has placed gag orders on employees of the National Weather Service who have sought legal counsel to reverse these illegal gag orders. And they no longer need to seed the clouds, chemtrails, or as John Brennan of the CIA calls it, stratospheric aerosol injection, allows these black government projects the ability to put whatever they want into the skies. And HAARP has the ability to change the temperature within the ionosphere. In congressional hearings, it was made known that HAARP was a successful operation of controlling the ionosphere with ultra-high-powered radio frequency, and that the Air Force and DARPA went on to develop their own versions.
The Air Force has gotten great value out of HAARP in the past. We took over from the Navy and managed it and actually did a number of experiment campaigns up there and have finished our work that we're interested in doing up there. We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HAARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere to be able to actually control it. But that work has been completed.
Frequency transmission manipulation of hurricanes is one of hundreds of patents on weather control. With conductive particles added to the storm, radio frequencies from multiple locations can steer a hurricane. According to geoengineeringwatch.org, this happened with Hurricane Ian.
This is Hurricane Ian passing near the NEXRAD transmission facility in Key West, Florida. When the transmission facilities are fully energized, they have a repelling effect on any air mass that has been saturated with electrically conductive climate engineering elements.
We've all heard of interventions with a family member or a friend or a coworker that's on drugs or alcohol and is in a bad place, and they need family and friends to come to their aid and talk to them and get them into rehab. Well, it's the same thing for America and the rest of the world. When it comes to critical vitamins and minerals that your body must have to live, and people don't listen and they don't supplement, it's literally an intervention. I lead an incredibly stressful life. I don't claim to be Mr. Health, but if I wasn't taking products like X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, I could not continue to do what I'm doing today. The energy, the stamina, the libido, the immune system boost is incredible. And despite the fact it's selling out, X3 is 50% off right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine happening right now because of the war. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for what it does for your immune system and your focus and clarity. Get X3 today, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We will be joined a little bit later this hour by Piers Corbin. Very excited to talk to him about a number of different topics, including the neo-feudal fascism that's coming down on the world, using the twin scam excuses of climate change and COVID-19. We'll save some of these stories for him. Things like this. COP26 President Alok Sharma calls for shakeup of the international system to confront urgent climate challenges. Quick, you guys. There's no time to waste. No time to think about any of this stuff. Just destroy the way that we do things and offer no solution or alternative. And we'll get into that with him. But I actually want to take a moment now to talk about an extremely troubling trend that we all know, recognize, although I'm not sure the true horror of what's happening has been made clear to everybody. And this, of course, is the phenomenon of transgender children. There's no such thing, of course, but then again, these people live in fantasy world. So let's go first to, first we'll go to some people standing up against what's happening. We'll go to clip number 12 here. Viewer discretion advised. If you have any young children watching, and a surprising number of people let their children watch this show, you probably shouldn't. Let them be innocent. Let them be children for a while. Dang it. But it's okay. We're family friendly here. But this segment's not, because they're going to read from a book that is in an elementary school.
Well, we have a couple different versions. Let's go first number 12 here. Mom reads from a book called This Book is Gay, found in a seventh grade classroom. Again, it'll give you a little bit of time to let the youngins out of the room because they don't need to hear this type of crap. But if they go to school, they may be forced to read it. Let's watch.
Before my 2 minute starts, I want to give any parent with a child in the chamber to remove them if they would choose to do so. No, start 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm sorry. Can you go ahead and with your speech? Not until it's reset to 2 minutes.
Your time has begun.
No, reset it to 2 minutes. Alrighty. This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson was found in a seventh grade classroom at Collinswood Middle School. It was also on the ELA recommended reading list for seventh graders at J.M. Robinson. I'm going to read from chapter 9, The Ins and Outs of Gay Sex, starting at page 201, part 1, Boy on Boy Sex. Perhaps the most important skill you will master as a gay or bi man is a timeless classic, the hand job. Good news is you can practice it on yourself. The bad news is each guy has become very used to his own way of getting himself off. Learning how to find a partner's personal style can take ages, but it can be very rewarding when you do. Something they don't teach you in school is that in order to be able to come at all, you or your partner may need to finish off with a handy. A lot of people find it hard to come through other types of sex. That is fine and certainly not something you have to apologize for. A good handy is all about the wrist action. Rub the head of his cock back and forth with your hand. Try different speeds and pressures until he responds positively. A bad handy is grasping a penis and shaking it like a ketchup bottle. Finally, my misunderstanding about rubbing two peens together wasn't far off the mark. Rubbing them together in one hand feels awesome. Mega combo handy, trademark pending. It's no wonder that 92% of CMS graduating seniors aren't college or career ready when you're instructing them on how to give blowjobs and handies instead of teaching them how to add and subtract. Superintendent, you stated this book was, quote, brought into the classroom by a teacher with no intent to allow students access. Any teacher that puts material like this on his or her bookshelf is either a bad teacher or a pedophile who grooms children.
You. 2 minutes are up. Thank you.
We will vote you out November 8th.
And then they turn her mic off.
I'm not on the ballot November 8th. But
disgusting pornographic material in the seventh grade library given to kids, instructing them on how to do that sort of thing. I missed it. Sorry. There was a signer, you know, doing sign language. I missed how do you sign? What's the sign for mega combo handy? What is that?
You go to Harrison's Substack. You go to his video vault. You go rewatch the video, and the whole time you watch the signer and you laugh your ass off on a Friday.
Some people. So it's pretty incredible. Not the only video we have from the last few days of a mother standing up against the open sexual grooming taking place in public schools. And again, they claim that you're book burning if you tell them to stop forcing your kids to read this sort of stuff. It's the craziest thing in the world. While they have held campaign after campaign to eliminate from libraries things like Dr. Seuss and like the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew and To Kill a Mockingbird and Huckleberry Finn, right? These things they actually ban from schools because of the content that they have, while they're simultaneously putting literal pornography in the library through programs, not telling the parents about it. When the parents find out and go, this is not appropriate for the kids, they clutch their pearls and, oh, they're book burning. The Nazis are at it again. What are we going to do? Well, they're just like pouring gasoline on the Dr. Seuss section.
Okay, this may be totally outrageous, but can you imagine a world where the internet at schools prevents kids from going to illicit websites unless they're gay?
Unless they're gay. Yeah, that's...
You can watch all the gay porn you want at school.
I wouldn't even be surprised if that was the case. But this, so that was disgusting, right? She's just reading from a book that is given to seventh graders. She has the appropriate outrage about it. Let's go now to clip number 11. Another mother, this time in Encinitas Union School District in California, going off on open grooming taking place in schools. Let's watch.
I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family friendly. Because if you follow it to its logical conclusion, you can slap family-friendly titles on anything. You can have family-friendly gentlemen's clubs, family-friendly strip shows, family-friendly 50 Shades of Grey read-alouds. Will you approve my flyer if I want to host in all the sex secrets of the Kama Sutra for kids and families, if it's family-friendly? That's my question.
Wow.
What is it about a grown man, and I honestly, sincerely, as a woman, mean this. What is it about a grown man costumed in a sparkly bra with augmented boobs busting out, a leather miniskirt barely covering his twerking ass with tuck tape on his front while spreading his fishnetted legs as he writhes on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family-friendly? You owe us an answer.
No.
And you know, you don't get to hide by just taking something down off Peachtree and calling it a day. You owe an explanation and an apology to everyone. Has a massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking. You, a little school district board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for an Align surgical center and for a 21 plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps, and we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children. You all stepped out of line. You should be ashamed. There is nothing loving. There is nothing. Let's unite and include, because the logical conclusion of that is you end up in diabolical evil. There are boundaries, and you don't slap family-friendly titles on stuff to cover your ass.
Yeah, we need more of that. That's really just the beginning. I would love to just see one response to that that actually addressed anything that she said. Do you think they feel shame? Do you think they feel a need to justify why they have a male stripper dressed up like a woman twerking in front of children? I don't know why. They're just doing what they think they're supposed to do right now. They're not human beings making decisions. They're cogs of a machine out to destroy us.
Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility, has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made him feel and how healthy it made him, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, again, you know, it's just turns out that the slippery slope argument, some people call it the slippery slope fallacy, turned out to be not just true, but even more slippery and sloped than we ever would have expected. Am I crazy? When was gay marriage legalized in this country? There's no way it was 2015, right? Am I crazy? Was it 2015? Can you tell me? Because it seems like it's been longer than that, right? But I think it's only been about 7 years. 2015, yeah, okay. That's what I thought. 2015, gay marriage was legalized. In the 2020 election, Obama, the progressive Democrat, didn't support gay marriage. That's how quickly our culture has gone from, you know, respecting homosexuality as a lifestyle choice, a sexuality, do whatever you want, we're fine with it, but it's not marriage and it's not equal, co-equal to biblical marriage, marriage between a man and a woman, life progressing, life enabling, life creating marriage. It's just not the same. Like, we've gone from that to literally teaching children with pornographic instruction books how to be gay in school. It's incredibly rapid. And so I guess it makes sense that people are sort of just in a whirlwind about this. Like, they literally don't know what's going on. And when they realize what's going on, they're just like confused and because it's confusing because it's happened so rapidly. But it's getting to a point. Well, it's getting to a divergent point where you've got places like Oklahoma outlawing and banning gender surgery. You have places like Vanderbilt University simultaneously saying we do not do surgery on transgender kids, but they actually do, and getting like shut down. Like, they know what they're doing is wrong, so they pretend they're not doing it, but they actually are, and they get caught doing it, and then they claim that they're victims of oppression for some reason. Because they're mutilating children in sometimes as little as one visit. In fact, we have that video from yesterday. We should grab that one. I'm going to play a different video right now. But That's when it's a psychiatrist saying, yeah, we try to keep the distance between first visit and surgery as short as possible, sometimes just one visit. For children that are emotionally troubled, that are growing up in a world that continuously tells them that their very existence is an existential threat to all of the animals and trees around them, and just disabling them mentally and then providing them a solution, which is mutilate yourself permanently, destroy your body, become a lifelong subscription member to the pharmaceutical companies, and end your bloodline and destroy your ability to ever have children. Because you're sad, because you're feeling kind of sad. So, you know, do that. Okay, great. And so people are waking up to this and realizing it. So the divergent factor is that you have places like Oklahoma and others and the NHS shutting down Tavistock Institute when they realize what they're up to. And so on one side, they're shutting this down. They're realizing what's going on and realizing that there's child abuse and child mutilation going on in our countries. They're not arresting anybody. They're not treating it with the severity that they should, but they're at least stopping the procedures going forward. Well, that's good. That's a good start. But on the other hand, the transgender activist, mafia, whatever you want to call it, is pushing so much harder now and claiming so much oppression and victimization and having a real tangible effect in the conversion of children to this religious paradigm, this moral framework that is devoid of any positive aspects. So where is this getting at this point? Where have we arrived on the slippery slope? What checkpoint are we rapidly sliding past? We'll go to clip number 10 now, as Virginia Democrats are introducing legislation that would allow parents who don't affirm their children's gender identity to be prosecuted under law. Let's watch.
Virginia delegate is introducing a new bill centered around parents and how they handle their child's sexual orientation and gender identity.
7 News reporter Nick Minock explains why this is controversial.
Right now, parents' rights and LGBTQ protections are a big focus in Virginia. Thousands of students in Virginia have walked out of class protesting Governor Glenn Youngkin's newly proposed model policies on the treatment of transgender students at school.
Trans rights are human rights.
And Governor Youngkin argues schools shouldn't keep parents in the dark about their child's sexual orientation and gender identity.
These same progressives in Fairfax County actually believe that they should lock parents out of their children's lives. They think that parents have no right to know what your child is discussing with their teacher or their counselor.
Democratic Virginia delegate Elizabeth Guzman is a social worker, and she's planning on reintroducing a bill in Richmond that she says would help protect LGBTQ children from their parents and guardians who may not be affirming of their child's sexual orientation and gender identity.
This is how we're going to push back.
Her bill would expand the state's definition of child abuse and neglect to include parents who do not affirm their child's gender identity or sexual orientation.
There's an investigation also in place that is not only, you know, from a social worker, but there's also a police investigation before we make the decision that there's going to be a CPS charge.
What could the penalties be if, you know, the investigation concludes and it's concluded that a parent is not affirming of their LGBTQ child? What could the consequences be?
Well, we first have to have an investigation. You know, it could be a felony, it could be a misdemeanor, but we know that a CPS charge could harm, you know, your employment, could harm your education.
And Alexandria, Nick Minock, 7 News.
And Delegate Guzman tells 7 News that she is hoping to pass the bill in the upcoming legislative session.
Charged with a CPS violation of abusing your child for refusing to go along as they're indoctrinated into alternative sexual lifestyles at their public school. That's where we're getting to. That's in Virginia. And, you know, this is the latest in a slate of American laws like this. Of course, we can start just by the realization of how this is actually happening, even though they claim that it's not. From Postmillennial, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia gives puberty blockers to 8-year-olds and transition surgeries at 14, which is just mind-blowing. Puberty blockers at 8 years old, as if you know, anything at 8 years old. Meanwhile, Maryland's largest school district sees over 500% increase in non-binary and trans students. 500% increase in one single year, meaning that the indoctrination is extremely successful and efficient and good. So your child gets sent to school. They're surrounded by propaganda encouraging them to be trans. They're unsure. They rely on social cues from their fellow students. They're already like uncomfortable in their own skin. And here comes the teacher to take them into a closet and tell them you're actually a girl. And if you disagree, and if you tell your kid, no, that's not the solution, you might be charged with child abuse. Or maybe your kid will go to California, which is a refuge for transgender kids to escape their parents. Or maybe this pro-trans group behind the Virginia school walkout plans will take your kid and rehome them with gay people.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
One of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give to you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, you know about fluoride, the bad halogen on the periodic table. Well, high-quality iodine is the good halogen and does the opposite of fluoride. And when you've got it in your body, it doesn't just supercharge your cells. It doesn't just give you more energy. It doesn't just boost your immune system. But it also blocks the bad halogens in the fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes about 2 weeks for X3 to kick in on average. Take a few drops every day, and almost everyone has dramatic results. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. So what do you have to lose but taking action? Experience X3, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. Experience triiodine. Learn about the iodine fluoride conspiracy. Learn how to counter the fluoride and fund the InfoWar and empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of ways to support InfoWars. The easiest and freest way to do it is just share the links. Go to band.video, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, any of our various URL disguises. Share the links around, share the videos, post on social media, take down the videos, re-edit them, put some music under them, make them your own. Become a content creator in your own right. That's a free and hugely effective way to support us. Of course, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us by purchasing any of the products that we have, or you can go to 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com, and actually we have a special offer for you for the 1776 coin. Use code 1776 to get $35 off each limited edition collectible silver coin, and orders over $150 get free shipping at 1776coin.com. So go now to 1776coin.com. In checkout, use the code 1776 and you get $35 off your order. If your total is still over $150, you get free shipping on these collectible silver coins. And they are beautiful, have the intrinsic value of being real silver. But of course, most importantly, they are collectible tokens of a unique and unprecedented time in American history, where we need now more than ever men in the arena. Folks in the arena fighting for truth and justice and the American way and freedom and liberty and all of the things that are slowly but surely being ripped away from us and shredded by the powers that be. All right, folks. Looks like we've gone through a lot of the videos that we've had to cover today, which is good. Almost got to all of them. My God. This is a rare occasion in American Journal history. Usually there's like 20 videos left over. And of course you can always find all of the videos by going to my Substack and subscribing. Paid subscribers get access to our video vault, where every day we post videos that we either don't have time to play or are frankly too spicy for air. Yeah, some of these videos we actually can't play. Even on InfoWars or Band.video, even on the internet. A little too spicy, some of these videos. So you got to find them yourself. Go to offlimits.news and sign up, or you can go to harrisonhillsmith.substack.com to find every day the video vault posted. Let's go out to your phone calls now. We'll get into some of the Ukraine war stuff on the other side. We've got Stephen in Florida who has some perspective on what's going on historically. Good, Stephen. Give us the bird's eye view. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. First of all, I wanted to say you made a comment a little while ago when you were showing those very sad and disgusting videos of parents rightly railing against the school boards about this garbage that they've got for the kids, this gay porn junk. And you made the comment, I don't realize, but it was really brilliant without realizing it. You said that these board members were grasping their pearls. When you understand the word pearls the way it's used in porn, just think of Pee Wee Herman and a guy from CNN on a Zoom call.
See, you were making you've got a dirty mindset. I thought you were going to go with the biblical route of casting pearls before swine, but you had something else on your mind.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's appropriate. Yeah. You know, because of the way these school board members are. Now, here's what I called about. You know, I'm looking at everything. You guys have been showing this, 5 to 7 minute, whoever put it together with InfoWars about, you know, and it concludes with Tucker Carlson, this, you know, saying this is the end of the world about the prospect of nuclear war, et cetera. back 2,400 plus years ago, the most powerful man in the world, who at the time was Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, was told this by God, that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth the basest of men over it, which means the worst, the lowest, okay? Mm. So the point I'm making here, faith is not blind, okay, and faith without works is dead. So we definitely need to be doing something if we're true believers in Jesus Christ. But I want to say this. I want to remind everybody of this. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, he spoke of a time that was coming of great tribulation, and he said that, and he said, reiterates this in the book of Mark. And what he said is that except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, which are those that are saved, he hath shortened the days. So even though things are getting really, really bad, and we see evil everywhere, and it's just, you know, they're having a heyday, okay, God is still in control. So what I want to say is this is what I've been telling my Christian friends. We need to make sure, first of all, that we're prepared in our hearts with God, that we're right with him through Jesus Christ. And secondly, that we are doing everything we can with what we have, while we have it, that God has given us, because there is coming a time where we're not going to be able to do anything. And so we need to have an eternal perspective. And I'm just trying to put forth the point just to give some hope that even though things look really bad, none of this took God by surprise. He knew Lucifer was going to rebel and try to play God way back before God even made man. And what God was, you know, what Adam did and got us all into this mess to begin with. So I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything, but we got to still remember none of this took God by surprise. He's ultimately in control. And I want to stop with this, okay? If you look at Psalm 2, this is a prophetic warning God gives to these globalists, okay? And he says there, and this was, you know, back in the time of David, 1000 B.C., he says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And he goes on to say how he has set his king upon his holy hill of Zion, and that's Jesus. And so he warns these rulers. He says, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, capital S, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So the globalists, God's going to give them enough rope till they hang themselves. And when Jesus comes back at Armageddon, like my pastor says, I've read the back of the book. I know who wins. And the beast and the false prophet with their whole system are going to be cast alive into the lake of fire. And ultimately, Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign. Until then, we're going to have a rough ride.
Yeah,
so we
absolutely.
Better
tell
prepare
me,
for
tell
what's
me, Steven,
coming.
In that passage that you just read, was it saying that it was saying that the leaders were basically attacking the faithful by saying cast off your chains, basically by saying that faith in God is a chain that's restricting you? Did I hear that right?
It's more than that. They're attacking God.
Right.
They're speaking against God himself. And this is what Lucifer did. He said, I will be like the Most High.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a brilliant distinction. It's a foundational misunderstanding of what liberty means or freedom means. And now more than ever, we're in this society or this culture that sees freedom as the freedom to sin. If you don't have the freedom to sin, you don't have freedom. And if you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but you don't have the freedom to sin, then you're a slave. It's literally the exact opposite. And it's just amazing that there's this continuity from, as you point out, 3,000 years ago to today, this idea that the wicked and the deceitful and the manipulative will tell you you're restricted and you're a slave to God for being righteous. I'm the free one because I get to sin. And that's the only thing that matters is whether you get to indulge in your base instincts. That's what they see freedom as. Whereas real freedom is freedom from sin. And hopefully they'll understand that one day.
It's our bestseller. They first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We've all heard of interventions with a family member or a friend or a coworker that's on drugs or alcohol and is in a bad place, and they need family and friends to come to their aid and talk to them and get them into rehab. Well, it's the same thing for America and the rest of the world. When it comes to critical vitamins and minerals that your body must have to live, and people don't listen and they don't supplement, it's literally an intervention. I lead an incredibly stressful life. I don't claim to be Mr. Health, but if I wasn't taking products like X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, I could not continue to do what I'm doing today. The energy, the stamina, the libido, the immune system boost is incredible. And despite the fact it's selling out, X3 is 50% off right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine happening right now because of the war. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for what it does for your immune system and your focus and clarity. Get X3 today, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Everybody, to the grooviest morning show on the air, The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We're dancing our way towards Armageddon. Just shucking and jiving our civilization right off a cliff. So much fun. I have a pretty amazing set of stories here, but this tweet alone sort of tells you a lot of what you need to know about where we're at. Oh, by the way, I know earlier I said, well, let me put it this way. We know of various institutions, organizations
that are aligned against InfoWars and actively working to subvert and destroy us. We know there's activist groups funded by George Soros and others. There's Democratic activists. There's entire media outlets that watch us all day looking for that one thing they can take out of context to try to portray us as something that we're not. There's, of course, the, you know, actual banks that are attempting to destroy us, the big tech companies that censor all of our material. I mean, we know the plethora, the myriad institutions, organizations that are aligned against us and trying by every hook and crook in the book to try to prevent us from operating. One group I didn't think we had to worry too much about was the London Metropolitan Subway System. But here we are, foiled once again by the globalists in charge of the tube. I was going to have on Piers Corbin. We've had to reschedule him because of the tube. He was stuck in the subway underneath London and doesn't get good reception down there, I guess. So it's unfortunate, but not his fault. No fault of anybody on the crew here. Just foiled again by our arch enemies at the London tube system. London public transportation strikes again. So we've been foiled and we'll have to reschedule him. So tune in next week to see that interview. That's the bad news is our nemesis at the London tube has won this round, but we will be back. But the good news is we'll take more of your phone calls and cover some more of this important news. Like, you know, the world war that the people in power are desperately trying to bring about. Emmanuel Macron, president of France, tweets this out, quote, "We do not want a world war." That's what he tweeted. That's the entire context. That's the statement he put forward. You have to ask yourself, what type of person would be against this statement? What type of human being would see the president of a major country saying we do not want world war and disagree and not like that somebody said this and feel like they have to speak out and try to prevent more people from saying things like this? What type of cretin, what type of subhuman slime monster would be against this very simple statement of humanity? We do not want a world war. That's what he said. That's the entire context. That's it. I think we went up to 1,000 people and said, do you agree with the statement, we do not want world war? How many people would say yes? How many people would be like, no, I want world war. I want mass death. I want the nuclear shadow hanging over us. I want killing fields. Who would want that? The horrific thing about our current system is that the people in power got mad at President Macron for saying this. They took offense to this. They decided to frame this in a way that presented this simple statement, quote, we do not want world war, as you guessed it, Russian propaganda. Not kidding. Kyle Orton says cretinous in response to this. Macron says, we don't want a world war. The response is, cretin, you cretinous creature, you monster. How dare you not want a world war? He says, cretinous. France's President Macron playing into Russia propaganda about World War III. Wanting to avoid world war is now considered Russian propaganda. The simple, straightforward statement, I don't want the world to be at war with itself, is now considered Russian propaganda. You get it now? Forget you're either with the you're either with us or you're with the terrorist. That seems tame now. Now the sheer desire to avoid world war is seen as Russian. You are now an agent of the enemy. It's not you're either with us or you're a terrorist. It's you either come with us as we drive towards world war. You either encourage and support our drive towards nuclear apocalypse, or you are a Russian agent, a traitor. You should be banned. You should be treated like you're unvaccinated or something. It's just totally wild. Like what? I'd rather not have a world war. Oh, what are you, a Russian puppet? I mean, you want to talk about what's getting us into world war. It's people like this. It's these psychopaths. I mean, what do they think they're doing? You really have to wonder. So they're in favor of world war, or they just don't think it's a real possibility? It feels like? It feels like we are in like Dog's Day Afternoon or some movie. It feels like we're in a hostage situation where gunmen have stormed the bank and they're holding guns to people's heads and going, if anybody moves, we're going to kill you people. And then in this group, and everybody's like, oh God, let's just keep your head down. We'll get through this. It'll be fine. You know, they don't want anything from us. Just keep your head down. And just one person in that group is just like, oh, you're falling for their propaganda? Are you on the side of the robber? It's just like, dude, shut up. Like, let's just get through this. Like, okay, they might be crazy. They might be criminals, but like, they do have a gun to our head. So like, let's just chill and see how we handle this. And this dude who's just like, he's behind bulletproof glass and is just like, they won't do anything. Yo, you don't fall for it. You guys, you screw you guys. Everybody should stand up. We should all stand up. And it's just like, you're behind bulletproof. You're not going to suffer from this, obviously. You've got your bunkers. You've got your, you know, underground continuity of government safe houses. You're not going to be on the front lines. You're not volunteering for combat. But you are poking the hostage holder in the eye from behind the pane of glass, bulletproof glass, and putting all of us at risk. These people are insane. Completely and utterly insane. Especially when you have not Russia making claims about World War III, but people like the leader of the EU saying, quote, this is the perfect storm of black swan events. This is the perfect storm, explains European Commission Vice President Josep Borrell in his opening speech to U.S. ambassadors this week, having noted previously his warnings to the Fed that it is, quote, bringing us to a world recession. Borrell went considerably farther in a surprisingly frank and plain-speaking address. He began by warning that, quote, the world we are facing is a world of radical uncertainty. He says, at this pace, the black swan will be the majority. It will not be white swans. All of them will be black. Because one after the other, things are happening that have a very low probability of happening. Nevertheless, they happened and they had a strong impact and certainly they happened. He says, I think we Europeans are facing a situation in which we suffer the consequences of a process that has been lasting for years, in which we have decoupled the sources of our prosperity from the sources of our security. This is a sentence to provide the headline, and I'm taking that from Oliver Schmidt, who's been developing this thesis, I think, quite well. Our prosperity has been based on cheap energy coming from Russia. I mean, nobody with any knowledge thinks that Europe's doing well, that if we continue down the path that we're on, things are looking bright and sunny for the future of Europe. The future of Europe right now has two options: freezing to death in the winter or burning to death in nuclear hellfire. These are the options being presented to you. There is a third option. There is a third way. There is peace, prosperity, and international relationships built on trust rather than force and blackmail and Epstein's Island and hegemonic control by the United States and constantly disturbing and messing with the internal activities of faraway countries. Russia is warning about this. Ukraine's admission to NATO is guaranteed to lead to World War III. Because obviously it is. Just obviously, right? We're already entering into World War III and they're not even a NATO ally. We haven't even signed the agreements, but our leadership is still willing to play Russian roulette with our entire existence. We either get these psychopaths out of office and actually have peace, or the very concept of peace will continue to be considered a traitorous illusion that you'll be banned from having.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermel Vitality, Fuel Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Crayola, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock. 50% off at InfoWarStore.com. X3 at InfoWarStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.